While fires are burning across eastern Australia and climate protests are happening around the world, the climate story that has slipped off the news agenda is the burning of the Amazon rainforest. Yet this week in Bolivia, more than a million citizens have taken to the streets, calling upon President Morales to declare that the Amazon fires are a national disaster. Professor Bill Lawrence, a biologist and conservationist, has lived and worked in South America. The Wire's Phoebe Cristofi asked him how serious the situation is.
Bolivia, there's a huge amount of forest that's burning, primarily in the lowland areas. This follows many years of very aggressive policies in Bolivia towards logging and land clearing. But what happens is that these log forests with all their bulldozer tracks, they get dried out, they're damaged. It's the peak of the dry season right now. So what we're seeing really is the aftermath of Bolivia's very heavy, often illegal and corrupt practices.
So with the mass logging that's been going on in Bolivia, does that mean that there's been a huge amount of extra carbon that's gone into the atmosphere?
I mean, nobody's come out that I've seen so far with an estimate, but it would be the fires that we've seen this year in Brazil and, I mean, across the Amazon, I suspect we're talking billions of tons of carbon dioxide being released into the atmosphere. The combination of Brazil's new president, Bolsonaro, a lot of people call him the tropical Trump, and then countries like especially Bolivia, but also some other countries like Colombia, Venezuela, Ecuador, those have also been having a lot of forest destruction too. So it's kind of almost a return to the bad old days. And when I say the bad old days, I'm talking back in the 1980s and 1990s when I lived there, when Brazil was destroying an area of rainforest, just Brazil, an area of rainforest that was up to 3 million hectares per year, which is an area about the size of the entire country of Belgium. So this was happening every year.
Well, I believe at the moment up to 4 million hectares of the rainforest have been burned. So what kind of global impact will that have?
There's going to be massive carbon emissions. There's going to be the rainforests themselves are very good at pumping water vapor up into the atmosphere. And they draw the water out of the soil and they through photosynthesis. That atmosphere helps to maintain the cloud cover, especially in the driest time of the year, which is right now when the forests are most vulnerable to being burned. And then also those clouds are also crucial for producing rainfall. And you don't get much rainfall in the dry season, but you get a little bit. And the difference between having some clouds and some rainfall is a really big difference.
Now, in the last 24 hours or so, Bolivia has been relieved of the fires by mass rainfall. But should there have been more government intervention before that?
Absolutely. You need fire bans in place. It's obvious when you've got Brazil drowning in fires, and we know that a lot of those same kinds of things happen. Bolivia is actually a little bit drier, and President Bolsonaro, Brazil's president, came under so much international criticism that he finally declared a fire ban for 60 days. And Bolivia absolutely should have had a fire ban in place.
And we've seen a lot of protests in Bolivia towards the president in the last few days as well.
Ortiz is unpopular for lots of reasons, and he's really, pardon the expression, but he's very much in bed with the Chinese now. China's become the biggest foreign investor in the Amazon, and they've moved very, very aggressively. And so China's overwhelmingly the biggest source of money now. And the Bolivians in particular, also the Venezuelans, are increasingly embracing Chinese projects and investments.
I know in Ecuador at the moment, there's also been an arson attack on a Chinese company, which was to do with mining. So do you think that that's the Ecuador public reacting to the Chinese investment?
Yeah, I would say so. Look, China's way of business is extremely aggressive and hard-nosed. China has a way of doing business, which is, I mean, you know, the old joke is China will lend you money so that you can hire Chinese companies who will come to your country and they will develop a project that they want so that they can extract the natural resources that they want, and then you'll end up owing them a lot of money. But there's a real element of truth to that. China has no law that makes it illegal to bribe foreign nationals.
That was The Wire's Phoebe Cristofi speaking to Professor Bill Lawrence of James Cook University.